Alright, what's up? You were listening to another episode of Warren's Insanity, where the N is capitalized and nothing else really is. This is DJ Alex, and as you know, I've got with me...
Kyle.
I don't put a DJ in front of it. It's just plain old simple. Get down to business eyes. What is our topic?
We're gonna talk about Valentine's Day.
The day of love.
Yeah, you know this gets released on Valentine's Day, so if you listen to it the day it comes out, then wow, good job.
Good job.
You did it.
You're dedicated. I don't know. What you're dedicated to?
We don't even listen to our podcast when it released. But, like, do you have a Valentine? Or, like, you have any plans or traditions or anything?
I'm going to get school candy.
What?
I'm probably going to get some candy from the store. I mean, I have a Valentine, but, like, homie don't live here, so, like.
Dang. See, I just was like FaceTime call or something.
Probably. But then the day after the 15th is our anniversary. So like probably low key just gonna watch a movie on FaceTime and laugh.
Isn't that just bootlegging?
Yes, no, I'm telling you, no, it's this thing where like literally we'll get on FaceTime, start a movie at the same time. Like I don't understand what the FaceTime like just get on FaceTime.
Live reaction.
Start a movie at the same time and then just watch the movie. So that's probably that's what I'm gonna do the 15th, but the 14th, the 15th, I'll be going to every store and getting the markdown candy. So
it's better if you go on the 16th.
Yeah, you're right, because
that they don't mark it down the first day because they know you're coming. So you go the 16th.
Or if you really want surprise them, you show up
the 17th 18th.
Or the 18th, and they like that's when they have the good stuff ain't gone, but like you're gonna have to scavenge for it. People like. That's when
you know when people like hide it so that they can come back and get it literally, later. You find where they hid it.
That's like if you look and the good stuff's not in the aisles, someone hid it. And that's when you go.
One of the best places to check is the freezer section.
Yeah. That's when you go like your regular shopping. Like you don't go looking for nothing. You just go like you finna like buy some food.
Aisle to aisle. Ramen noodles. Uh-oh.
Ramen noodles.
Is that one of those hearts filled with Hershey's Kisses and Hershey's Kisses only? Yes, please.
And then... I don't know. I'd hate to be the person who came back for it, though.
That sucks. You did that to yourself.
Because, like, what makes you, like, literally,
I think the only good place I could think of that I would hide something is in the bottom of the $5 movie bin bucket.
Nah, I'd look.
Because nobody digs through that.
Nobody.
Not all the way. And I'm talking about, like, hand down, dig out a little well, put the candy in.
Dig out another little well through the ground, pick it up. This is my candy.
My candy.
No, I don't understand.
Then the movies will keep it nice and cool.
I don't understand, like, why you try to hide it. Like, if I was going to hide something, guarantee I'd be there the next day. Like, I'd hide it on the 16th, be the first person. I would be at Walmart like it is Black Friday, running into my candy. Can you do that? Can you camp outside of stores when it's not Black Friday?
I mean, I think so. I think it's just frowned upon.
Then you're just homeless.
But like, I think if you can find a friend that works in the Walmart electronics section, you can be like, put my candy in the electronics box.
Put my candy in the AirPods box, but don't sell the AirPods. They'd be mad.
Because you know how they lock the electronics boxes so that nobody can take them. Right. So you just put the candy in
but
there.
Like, imagine someone else who worked there who didn't know that y'all took the... So this is not an AirPod. There's no AirPods in here. It's your Reese's.
That's a them problem.
And then...
Mind your business.
They sell them. This person comes back and they're like, hey, these are not AirPods. And you're like, well, see, but it's sealed. It's in everything. So, like, where's the AirPods at?
I'm not saying I'm swapping out the contents of the box.
Oh, wait. You're just putting
I'm
it
I'm saying
in?
I'm just putting it in the electronics box. So, yeah, you can see it.
For the
can
person
you get
who's going to
no.
open it, yes, they're going to be like, hey.
And if my friend is working in the electronics section, I'm going to be like, make sure you tell all your little Walmart buddies, your little Mart buddies, that's mine. Mart. Don't you sell them. Your generic brand friends.
tell your great value friends, leave my Reese's
that they
cups alone.
Cannot sell that.
Honestly, I would want someone to put it like behind the cash register.
You've got a good point.
Cause like people can't go back there and no one would be looking for it,
right?
But if I'm
getting, that's so easy.
I guarantee that if you were to say, hey, put this in there, and I came past and I see one of them like 5-pound Reese's cups, I don't understand the purpose of those. That's so much chocolate. But if I see one of those 5-pound Reese's cups and it's in there, excuse me, can you unlock the case? And they'll be like, what do you want? I have some headphones. Take it and run. What do you want? Oh, some headphones. Those ones right there. Oh, all right, let me get them for you.
But, like, the thing my dad does, what he started doing, is that he would get me, like, some Dollar Tree truffles in, like, a stuffed animal, right? And he'd be like, happy Valentine's, you're my Valentine. But I don't really like truffles like that. So I bring them to school, give the truffles to somebody that needs them more, and then just vibe with the stuffed animal.
Oh, I did get a Valentine's gift.
I did. Already?
Well, because homie doesn't live here.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So we hung out Saturday, and I got this really nice bear. And
you don't need to show me the bear.
I'm not showing you the bear.
All right, cool.
I got this not really nice bear and, like, one of the 5-pound Reese's cups.
Oh, is that why you brought those up?
Yeah, I got one of those. And then I got, you know those, like, assortments of candies?
Yeah.
But it wasn't, like, the nasty Dollar Tree ones.
This one was, leave me alone. No, my dad died of this.
these ones were like, what's that one really good chocolate brand?
Ghirardelli?
Yes, bro. It was like those, and it's like rectangular, and there.
You said that, and I was about to say a cuss word. I was.
It's rectangular, and it has two sides, and it's like one side is like once like it has milk chocolate, all this stuff, and then on the other side it has more stuff.
Oh.
So, like, you feel me? I was like,
oh. Oh, you love me.
No, and it's, like, it's, because I never eat, like, I'll never eat the orange cream ones, but, like, I'll try the strawberry ones, like, the strawberry chocolate ones.
I do the thing where you just, like, Squidward bite a little corner of it. Yeah, but it's still gross.
The Dollar Tree ones are nasty, so, like, I was, that's the only ones I've ever had. No one's ever bought me, like, actual chocolate.
Right.
So, like, I was like, I'll try it, because, like, what's the worst that could happen? And I bit into it. I was like, this is good.
This is something different. Ain't nobody
done this before. But then my mom was like, can I try some?
No.
I was like, no. And she was like, why not?
First of all, you homophobic. let's talk about the real reason you can't have some.
I was like, no, you can't have any. And she was like, why not? And I was like, because. I was like, I don't know, aren't you allergic to chocolate? She was like, no. And I was like, oh yeah.
Is she allergic to nuts?
No.
Oh, that's a good reason to not give people chocolates, because if it's made in the same factory, most chocolates are made in the same factory as like the ones that make nuts, so if their allergies are that bad, keep your tongue in your mouth.
I was licking my lip
and I don't care.
I've decided to I can't lick my lip.
No.
How do I do?
Work it out.
I decided to give her all the dark chocolate covered almonds and raisins. It's a hate crime, guys. I swear it is.
Just a little bit.
Because those are disgusting. And mm-hmm. One of them fell on the floor. And I was like, hey, I don't want this. But it fell on the, I went to throw it away. I was like, it fell on the floor. She was like, give it here. It didn't fall on the floor. You don't want to give it to me. And I was like, no, it fell on the floor, like, because they're not secure. They fell. And she went, and I was like,
you're like, this tastes like floor. You tried to kill me.
I was like, do you want the rest of them? And so she sat there and ate chocolate, dark chocolate covered raisins.
Disgusting. But when it comes to like Valentine's candy, I really don't find I like anything like Christmas. Christmas has like good flavors that come out. Fall has okay flavors. I've never been a fan of fall flavors like that.
Apple cider?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nah, I'm sorry. Hit me with, oh my gosh. The peppermint Hershey's.
We don't have to, we know they're good. We don't have to talk about them again. We just know they're good.
I need them to make that for like every holiday.
Speaking of like Hershey's Kisses, one year in like middle school, Courtney was my friend. And she gave me like a heart and it was like filled with just Hershey's Kisses, and it was like massive, so it was like what can I compare it to so that people who can't see the hand motion,
hey, I don't know what you just did either.
I think it's like the size of a basketball,
because that was a really bad heart.
Like if the basketball was flattened and shaped into a heart, it'd be that size. Well, first of all, you missed it because that's certainly not what I did.
No, but yes, like, it is.
It was delicious. People were like, ooh, can I get some? I was like, no.
I'm sorry.
And I was kind of stuck in an awkward spot middle school Valentine's Day. So I got like a few candies. But like, top 10, 10 out of 10. Good stuff.
No, I wish, I hate when people give me like candy and stuff at school around other people because they're like, let me get some. Let me get some. And I'm just like, no. And they're like, you have so much though.
You hold the mic up to your mouth?
You have so much though. I will karate chop you in the throat and never think about it again. And then there was always this one kid to be like, you want a kiss? And then you'd be like, sure. My worst one of those was some kid was like, hey, you want a kiss? And I'm like, I'm assuming this kid's talking about chocolate. But I was like, oh yeah, held out my hand and he leaned in. I was like, hey. I was like, hey, I thought you were going to give me some chocolate. He was like, well, I'm black. And I was like, leave me alone.
That's lame.
That sounds like, based on the things I've heard about your dad, that sounds like your dad joke.
No.
It's not?
Mm-mm.
Well, not to you.
My dad would be like, you want a kiss? I'd be like, the chocolate or the real thing? He'd be like, they didn't sell the chocolate at Dollar Tree, so it'll be the real thing.
I've only ever done Valentine's Day from Dollar Tree.
Dude, whenever school stopped doing those like mandatory Valentine's thing, Valentine's Day just hurt more
right?
and more.
Look, because okay, most of the time I'm usually single on Valentine's Day. Just cause like it saves money.
Excuse me, can we break up February 13th and get back together the 15th?
It's a profit thing, you feel me? I'm like, it saves money. Like, usually around holidays, birthdays, homie, there was one month where it was like, birthday.
Had two girlfriends at the time.
No. Birthday, Valentine's Day, anniversary. I was like, oh, I can't do this. Because, they were all like 13th, a week apart.
I was scared you about to like 13th, 14th, 15th.
No. Like, bro. It was like, birthday first, then here comes Valentine's Day on the 14th. And then like that next Monday was our anniversary. I was like, yo.
You know she planned that.
I was like, you're not finna like I was like, I already gotta give Alex all this stuff. Like, you're not finna. I'm talking about food in general.
Are you talking about this year?
No, I'm talking about...
Because I didn't ask for food that hard
cookies.
Last year.
No, not that hard. Alex, I didn't bum that hard last year.
Right, I'm over here.
No, like, I'm talking about like it just be like cookies and ice cream. I
never really asked for ice cream like that. I was more for those 50 cent cookies. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
How yes. Our bond started.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't how it started. You just...
No, that was how it started.
No, because I was...
you had two cookies and you couldn't bring them into class and I was... Oh.
And I was going to eat them all.
Mm-hmm.
And you offered yourself one.
Mm-hmm.
See, you hear the different tones. You sound satisfied. I was not okay with that. You don't
know. I'm more saying it like reliving old memories.
Like, literally, I was like, well, I'll just eat this real quick. And you're like, I can help you. And I was like, I don't really know anyone, but here you go. And then we played Five Boiling Water Girl, and then you just disappeared from that class.
Yeah, because my schedule got changed.
Literally, I'm pretty sure the only, like, I was like, maybe just don't go here no more. Then I like, and then like, you knew Tasia, and that is literally, I was like, you still exist? It just came to class one day, and I was like, oh.
No, we found out we had the same lunch.
Yeah, because through Tasia.
Oh.
Because I knew Tasia.
I didn't really know Tasia like that.
She
I knew
sat at that
Ty
table.
And Courtney.
Tasia sat there with Lydia.
Oh.
And then we just all kind of like, whew. And then that became the crackhead table for freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
Second half, way better than the first half.
But I mean, Valentine's Day, you know, I'm going to go ahead and... Oh. Well, I'm just going to like, probably just like make myself some cookies since my sister will be moved out. No. Artemis is a girlfriend. I don't want to talk about it.
Wait. Artemis has a girlfriend and you
yes,
know?
Yes, because Tati came over. She was like, oh, your dog is so beautiful. He is so handsome. I love him so much. And Artemis is wagging his tail all hard. He's looking at me. He's looking back at her. He's looking at me. He's looking back at her. I'm like, man, Artemis, you just got yourself a little girlfriend, huh? He sat down, bro, y'all get on my nerves. And she's like, you can let him out. It's okay. I'm used to big dogs. Artemis got out. He like tackled her. He was just like licking her face. I'm like, when Artemis tackles me, he hits me. He hits me. He bites me. He steps on my chest. What is this? And I let him outside. And I'm like, okay, I'm about to let him off the leash because we have like one of those outdoor leash things that can go inside the house. So I'm like, I'm okay. I'm about to let him off. And she's like, oh, he's probably just going to come to me. And I'm like, mm-hmm. And he like booked it into his cage because he thought I put like treats in there so he'd get in it faster. And then he like came out and got pets from Tati some more, then went back in his cage. Like the rest of the night, they kept on glancing at each other. And I just felt like the third wheel at my own house. Like, what is wrong with y'all? So yeah, Artemis is a girlfriend. So Tati will probably be over Valentine's Day so they can spend it together, you know, watch Beverly Hills Chihuahuas or something.
Oh my God. But you just have to make, wait, your sister moved out?
She's moving out Valentine's Day. It's my Valentine's treat to myself, her moving out.
So now you can go back to making your cookies every day after school.
And not starving. Amen. But that wraps it up today. So whatever you're doing is, yeah. It's been 16 fine minutes.
It's been 16 minutes?
16 5 minutes.
16 5?
16 fine minutes.
You said, oh, okay. Well, let's wrap this up.
Alrighty. So however you're spending Valentine's however you're spending Valentine's Day today, I really hope you're having a good old time. Hopefully you're not third wheeling your dog and your friend. But that's about it from us. I don't know if you can hear the timer, but thank you for listening to another episode of Warren's Insanity.
Tune in next week.
Bye.
Love you.
Love is you.